So the next item on our regular calendar, which is 595, right?
Accept bid of Moore Excavation, Inc. for the Bulch Consolidated Conduit Support Project for $2,081,865.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mayor, Council Members. I'm Barb Gibson, Procurement Manager for Procurement Services.
Pull that microphone pull that microphone just a little closer to you. Oh, well, no wonder it didn't work.
We couldn't hear you either. Today, you have before you the Chief Procurement Officer's report recommending a contract award to Moore Excavation Incorporated for the Bulch Consolidated Conduit Support Project for the Bureau of Environmental Services. The construction contract cost based on bids received is $2,081,865. The engineer's construction estimate was $1,800,000. In January 2015, the city issued invitation to bid number 117519 for the previously noted project, and on May 19th, six bids were received. Moore Excavation was deemed responsive to the bidding requirements of the solicitation and identified 24.4%, or $74,315, of the subcontracting dollars going to minority, women-owned, and emerging small businesses. Darren Wilson from the Bureau of Environmental Services is here with me to answer any technical questions you might have about the project. If not, I will turn this back to Council for any questions regarding the solicitation process.
So I have one sort of standing question on these things. So the original estimate was $1.8 million. And the bid that you're recommending we accept is $2.08 million. So it's about 10% above the original estimate. We know that the market's heating up, and we're not getting as many bids below the estimate that we did during the teeth of the recession. Any thoughts as to why we were off by about 10% in the estimate?
Commissioner Fish, to answer your question, in this particular case, we have several different risks on this particular project that was reflected in all the bids. Primarily, there's contaminated media, so all excavation material must be disposed of in a RCRA landfill. So we anticipate that that's some of the reason for the higher than estimated engineer's estimate. But the other part of it is that we're also excavating through the Giles Lake area, which is primarily composed of sluiced fills of the West Hills. Back 50-some years ago. And so within that loose, unconsolidated material, the contractors run a little bit higher risk in excavating in that. So, again, that's reflected in some of the bid amounts.
So that's, I think, very good to know. So we're talking about you're talking about RCRA, you're talking about the federal law that governs how we dispose of hazardous materials. Mm-hmm. You've got regulatory issues here that are uncertain. So mm-hmm. the market discounted sort of looked at those risks, and it's reflected in the bids, which were slightly above the estimate.
We believe that's true, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Thank you both very much.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Want to speak on this item? If not, a motion to adopt the report.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay,